There was a flash, a scream, a guy staggered inside.
They're all dead out there! They took the horses!
That damned Silent was showing off for Darlin. She would be pissed at him for wasting them when he didn't have to. I didn't blame him, though. He'd been keeping a lot bottled up. These guys were some he could make pay. A bunch more went charging off to avenge their buddies. The Talking Stone whooped and laughed and carried on. They never caught Silent, of course. But he got some more of them. They finally took Brigadier Wildbrand and got out of there while there were some of them left to get. A little later, Silent brought 10 horses in. Him and the Torques were real pleased with themselves. I think maybe Darlin was the only one who wasn't pleased with them. Chapter 68. The snowfall had ended. The sky had cleared. The world had grown almost intolerably bright by the time the limper topped the rise that gave him his first glimpse of his destination. The silence troubled him some. There should have been birds out, if nothing else. And why was there so much smoke drifting downwind from Orr, more than could be explained by all the city's hearth and heating fires? No matter. No matter at all. He could feel that piece of haunted silver calling him as though he had been born to wield it, and it had been wrought for him and him alone. His destiny lay there, ahead, and all the mousy scrabbling around by those who would deny him would not prevent him taking that power that was rightfully his. He strode forward, walking now, no longer rushed, confident yet still ill at ease with the silence, and a lingering suspicion that all the horizons were masks being worn by his enemies. Chapter 69. Toad Killer Dog was only one of a varied pack of monsters running on the Limper's trail. But he was out in front, their leader, the only one of the crowd not carrying some dread lord or lady out of the tower. He was the scout, the champion, and before this day was through, he hoped to be entered in the annals of history as the destroyer of the last of the 10 who were taken, as the closer of the door on the olden times. He topped a low ridgeline, saw Orr for the first time. He saw, from disturbances in the snow, that the Limper had paused there too. There he was now, a remote speck tramping a lonely track across the pristine snowscape. He dropped down onto his belly to lower his profile, listened to the silence. He watched the smoke drift from the city, noted that everything that had stood outside the walls last time had been cleared away, leaving nothing but a flat white surround. Uneasily for a moment, he surveyed the horizons, feeling almost as if distant groves were the massed helmets and spears of legions waiting in tight array. His companions crowded up behind him.